We're going to get a response from the Science Center.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Chris, for your comments, and to everybody else who has expressed a whole range of concerns that I am listening to very carefully. Many of them are not new concerns. Some of them are. They're all real, and they all need to be responded to in some way or another. The first I want to respond to is I am as embarrassed as anybody else by the way that Dr. Butterworth was treated. It's not acceptable to me, just as it's not acceptable to you. And I... Sure. It's not acceptable to me just as much as it's not acceptable to you. And I will take whatever steps I can to address that problem. The lack of respect is not acceptable. The lack of recognition of the expertise and the talent that Dr. Butterworth brings to the process is also not acceptable. And that is something that I intend to continue to follow up on and continue to address. It's not a small thing because it speaks volumes about attitudes and about the dynamics of the process, which need to be worked on an ongoing basis. The issue of the assessment of George's Bank Yellowtail, at this point, my conviction is that we do need to work on that assessment. The reason why there is so much uncertainty in that assessment is because changes have occurred in the stock, in the ecosystem, which we have been unable to track. What that means is that the historic data and the historic models are much less useful in helping us to predict the future. So we have to look for a better way. This is true for this stock. It's true for other stocks as well. And it's a signal to us relative to changes that we need to make in the way that we do our stock assessments, which include better integration of information from the industry and a broader change in the overall process. At this point, it is my feeling that trying to enter into a new assessment right now would bring very similar results to the ones that we have in front of us. We have an opportunity available, which I think is really a very powerful opportunity, and that is that there's an international conference taking place in Boston in the summer of 2013, which is a review of the state of art of fishery stock assessment. And as part of the process in running up to that conference, different regions have been asked to identify fish stocks which are particularly challenging for assessment. We've put forward this stock. The stock is going to receive attention from experts in stock assessment from different parts of the world who worked on similar and on different stocks. We would never, ever be able to bring those kind of resources to bear if it were not for this particular opportunity. And I feel that taking advantage of this is the best way to move forward the assessment of this stock and probably other stocks. In the event that this process identifies some alternative approaches, then it will be time to move forward with the benchmark and to look at how those approaches can actually improve a full-blown assessment for us and what we can learn in the future. I understand the timing issue. I fully understand that. But I also believe that that's the best way to address the questions that are in front of us and to bring about change as appropriate. And I really do not feel that if we engage, if we focus the resources at this point on trying to do a new assessment of this stock, that it will be productive. And it will be done at the expense of many other assessments that are on the table that we need to move forward with in order to meet the requirements of the councils.